All right, you've been listening to an interview with a photo photographer that was behind the barricades at Oka, Linda Dawn Hammond. She was a photographer that was behind the barricades during the 1990 Oka crisis. One that I actually witnessed on TV, and I was only 18 at the time, but when I did see this, I was appalled at some of the reactions from a lot of different sides. Our side, their side, everyone's side. There was so much. It was a powder keg. It was a powder keg of just like ready to explode into bloodshed, into violence. And unfortunately, it's like I wanted to be there so much, wearing a bandana, wearing the fatigues, because I was 18. You know, just like my blood was boiling, and I saw. And I heard what was being said from the SQ side, from the military side, and I saw the stonings of the cars with the women and the children and the elders in them, and I have to admit this, like, how do you prevent yourself from really just going ballistic and wanting to pick up a weapon and defend your people? It's like there was so much ignorance. And this wasn't just from your common Joe Blow. This was like you had some people, certain levels of government, that were opening their mouths and saying things they shouldn't have been saying. And unfortunately, it was sad. And it was really just so unwarranted, some of the things that were being said. And even to this day, there's tension. In that area, it's like a black eye that the Canadian government has. Well, of course, it's just my opinion, but when you've been oppressed for so many years, you tend to get tired of seeing one side win over and over again. It would be like watching the Tampa Bay Lightning win the Stanley Cup for 50 years in a row. You know, it's like it's disheartening. It's sick. Like, I remember one member of the Parti Québécois opening her mouth on national TV and saying, "Why are they so upset? We were here first." And my mother was with me at the time, and she just looked at me and she just said, "You're not going over there." I remember her saying, it's like, I was ready to pick up a rifle, go over to the barricades, and stand with my brothers and sisters. But my mother taught me that it's like violence was not the answer to that. Violence only begets violence. And you know what? That situation got a lot worse, and a lot of people got hurt. And I would have loved to have been in the middle of it, but in a lot of ways, I'm glad I wasn't, because it was sad, and it's a situation, typical greed. It's all about, that's what it was. It was just greed. A bunch of people, well, a couple of people, wanted a golf course, and they tried to push their way on it, onto it. You know, they didn't care about culture. They didn't care that we had our own rights. But hey, you know, that's not gonna stop anybody from doing what they want to do with their power, their influence. They're gonna push people around consistently. Well, you know what? I've had enough. And this is what this show is about, Native Solidarity News. You listen to CKUT, Native Solidarity News, news for the Red Nation.